There we go. It is 7 o'clock, October 22. This is a special meeting. We have a pretty exact agenda that we're going to go over. I'd like to open this meeting and welcome everyone here. First item we have on there will be to discuss CARES Act funding issues and uses. So, Anita, I'll turn it over to you a little bit to see where we're at with getting everything set up and ready to go.
We have a DUNS number, we filed the registration, found out I was already late on one filing. So, filed that, which was zero. That's about it.
Okay. Do you have any anticipation when funds might be getting to us?
I have no idea.
Okay. Scott, how much have you got caught up to date with what we discussed here at the beginning of the month? Where are you at?
I'm ready.
You ready? Okay. The one thing we didn't do that night was establish a point of contract with the Matrix, but the next day, Keely from the auditor's office put out an email. They've been swamped with requests of what can we and can we not do with our money, along with the prosecutor's office. I believe the 27th, I'm planning on attending that meeting. We should be able to get some clarification. So tonight's going to be a brainstorming. Let's get our list together. So when that meeting happens, we can get answers to the questions we have for what we can and cannot fund. And that should give us some direction for the November 5th meeting, what we can approve and move forward with. So time seems to be of the essence right now for us. So we can start with Kevin. Kevin turned over some items to me today. So the safety guy that we have that comes here, the shirts, safety glasses, gloves, stuff like that. He's given Kevin a quote for N95 masks, a box of 10s, like 20 bucks, Tyvek suits are 100, but he said everything is hard to get. As he gets shipments, he sends them out, so if we have to spend the money by December 30th, he'll get us what we can get, we'll pay him for what we can get, and that's kind of how he's going to play it for safety gear like that, because he doesn't know when his suppliers will get stuff. He has about 30 different suppliers that get stuff to him, so if we try to shop around, we're probably going to find the same thing, and that it's just going to be difficult to find stuff. And prices are fluctuating as well as what at least the guy who comes here said.
And John, just so I'm clear, so the stuff that you're talking about here would be things that we would be using here at the township garage for our township personnel.
Township personnel, fire personnel, whoever.
Oh, okay. So when you're talking about some of these are things we could buy and then give to fire departments.
Mm-hmm. But we could also use it here if they run short. We can obviously give them some of our supply if items become short. So he was looking at a pressure washer to replace that one that has the hot water feature that gets hot enough for sanitizing to be able to clean. That's a $6,000 to $9,000 price tag. The Kohler standby generator. So instead of having to roll a unit out, we'd have one actually plugged in, which goes along with the bathroom upgrade. Complete upgrade, everything ADA compliant, touchless everything. And then also included in that was a laundry set. He didn't have the laundry included on this. He said figure about another $2,000 between washer, dryer, the incidentals for plumbing it to the outside, all that stuff. He thought about that. But to redo the bathroom is about $24,000. Again, these are estimates. It's going to be quite extensive. There's walls that have to be moved over here. There's a new line for the sewer that has to be done. Kevin said that they put plastic up to the wall. Everything else is cast iron and cement. So there's going to have to be stuff broke up to add and make additional for sewer upgrades.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if the township garage is on village sewer or if it's on a septic.
It's on a septic.
Yeah.
And we have an inspection, which I sent off to Tarma as well, saying, yeah, hey, we're good to go. While the guy was here from the plumbing to look at upgrading our bathroom, he noticed the water and he tested the water and not very good. So some of this also includes upgrading our water service, soften it to be able to protect the new fixtures that we put in, along with washer and dryer to help protect them from staining, from plugging, stuff like that. So,
as Kevin's giving you this list of things, this is probably the first time I'm going to ask you this tonight. Where is he getting his like advice and suggestions from that this likely qualifies for us to spend it for CARES money?
Other supervisors, other townships, OTA, they had some literature online that I sent him for him to review. Bathroom upgrades were a pretty high one.
I mean, my biggest thing here is I think this is great that we can spend this money on these things. I don't want to be paying money. I don't want to go $24,000 bathroom.
No surprises.
And right. We have to, all of a sudden, they're like, nope, sorry. And we just bought a $24,000 bathroom. We need to make sure.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of questions around it. Because of COVID, we need to upgrade this, or we did this.
Okay.
So this bathroom is not compliant on anything. It was just kind of just put in there.
Sure.
So in all fronts, let alone COVID, we're making upgrades by a long stride to improve, to comply with COVID, being able to easily clean it, not pass germs between everyone. So
the stuff and all that,
So, yeah.
It's open to us.
Yes, there's holes right there where you can, peek through. So a lot of that would get straightened away, cleaned up. And because I talked to him about, well, if we put a generator in here, some of the discussion may be if Kidron or East Wayne has an issue, they're holding COVID people in there and they want to put a truck out here, we should have a proper bathroom, we should have proper electrical, this should be a backup, our township garage should be a backup for either one. Whether COVID's happening or not, I think that wouldn't be a bad idea, so at least a temporary spot. But that's the kind of stuff we talked from the road. There's other areas that we can go down. He wants me to ask the prosecutor, like, this guy is also selling cones. Like, he's not understanding how you can justify cones for COVID, but there are townships that are doing that. I think it has to do with shutting roads down to direct people through test lines. And so they would need extra cones for that. So those some of those odd questions that he had, I'll ask the prosecutor and then come back to you. But it's low priority, one of those things, if this gets nixed, well then maybe we can fill it in with another item. So that's kind of what Kevin had going. I think this is the major project, would be the bathroom, where to upgrade at. So, and provide him the ability to wash towels after cleaning the trucks, the equipment, and disinfecting the equipment. Right now, they just use a towel and throw it away instead of being able to reuse it. And having disinfecting supplies would be a good thing. So just a change in procedure. But that's kind of coming from the road garage right now.
Did he talk at all about the whole Wi-Fi internet thing, or are we going to talk about that?
I thought that was something you were going to bring up.
I thought you mentioned that he had some ideas there as well, but
his computer is old, it doesn't have a camera on it, and if we'd have to do any type of virtual meeting, he has no ability to do that. And our laptop for him. Other townships are doing that. They're buying laptops for all the trustees, the fiscal department heads, so that they can host virtual meetings.
Laptops for trustees.
Yeah, so that everyone has the ability, and it's township, because now you're also dealing with public records. It's a whole thing. So it is, you can do it.
As a fiscal conservative, this is repugnant to me.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah.
Because that's more repugnant.
Yeah. So, and with numbers going up, is DeWine going to shut the economy down? Who knows? If they keep going up, maybe he will. And maybe we'll have to do virtual meetings. So we have to.
The taxpayers' money. This is not free money.
It's taxpayers' money. But it's no different than FEMA money, SAFER grants, all that stuff. It's taxpayer dollars. It's just they've allocated for it.
Government is totally broke.
So.
I think the thing that really stood out to me when we had Jared piped in on the phone call, and she said, this money's been allocated for Sugar Creek Township. If you don't use it, it's going back to the state, and they're going to send it to Cuyahoga County, and they'll be up there wiping handrails on bridges with that money, things like that. So if you you can use it locally, you should take advantage of that and use it locally.
Yeah.
And, but
if they make cuts, they're not going to pick and choose who to cut. And they're like, oh, did you take money? Oh, no, so we're not going to cut your budget. They're going to make cuts for local governments across the board. So if there's funding available to us, we should try to find ways to use it.
With all that being said, when I have to report this, there are very specific categories
mm-hmm.
that I have to put it in.
See, that's
so I don't want to be guessing.
Right. Mean,
I know what you mean, that because we, you know, we seem to like, well, it's like 6 degrees of separation to make this a qualified expense, but yet you have to.
I have to report it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think we just make sure that we're cautious and right. that we're getting guidance.
Yeah, and I think what'd she say? 12 of the 15 townships had taken it at the night of our meeting.
Yeah.
So
there were only four that hadn't so far.
Right. So I think looking into for coding and purposes like that, hey, did you buy this? Okay, how did you code it? I think we're going to have to be looking for help. OTA is offering help for that as well as the auditor on properly coding things and make sure we get through audit.
Well, it's not even coding it in the UAN. It's more of the reporting, because everything that we do has to be reported. And just like we had that shared services site, there's mm-hmm. a special grant site for the CARES Act reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the report that I had to do today already. And on there, you know, you have to list what you bought, which one of these categories it goes in, you know, and include all the attachments. So, yeah, that's even more critical, I think, is the reporting on the grant website.
Yep, I think there has to be justification for everything that you bought. So when it comes to audit, you justified why you got it. So that being said, do you want to hear from the fire departments for theirs, or do you want to go with the IT?
You tell me what you want to do next.
Go ahead and go with the fire departments.
Sure. Yeah.
Which everyone wants to go first.
My mom went late. He went to kindergarten.
Oh.
He thought he was there.
Oh.
He's
not
here.
Okay. John.
Go ahead. I brought Ron. He's been doing a ton of research. He's a great for many years. He's kind of used to this kind of thing. He's made some phone calls trying to get some information. Just like a washer and dryer, you guys were talking about that too. It's dedicated to washing uniforms and forth. It's for sanitation, it's definitely qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
Disinfectant spray that we've been using since the COVID. We've also looked at, well, need to say you get an ambulance if you document, critically documented. We're looking at, we've been, since the COVID, trying to do more, reducing the number of people, EMTs on our ambulances to reduce exposure, and then somebody running direct or something, following them out in case they need extra help. So we looked at possibly a pickup truck that, instead of running personal vehicles, could run the cargo vehicle versus running a second squad or something that's tying up another unit. Bloodborne pathogen extrication gloves, some EMS gear for our EMTs. So we got a kind of membership like that we're looking at.
The EMS gear is kind of a couple of EMTs, they only have one set of EMS gear. So if they're on a scene where it's like an accident or somebody has it, it's the second set so that you can wash the first set. People have two sets already, you can't do that if you can buy the second set so you can rotate it. And that's what we're looking at. On the pickup, I had talked to our grant writer that writes grants. She sat through a 2.5-hour meeting on what the CARES money can be spent on and not. She said, as far as the truck, she says one of the things you're going to want to look at is go back and document how many calls you had prior to COVID and how many times people went direct, how many times people had, your members had contact with the patient and got back in their own vehicle, and the same thing afterwards, you know, go through and look at once COVID started, how many times did you respond to personal vehicles, and did the people have contact with the patient, you know, it, she said the site you're going to want to look at it more as is not contaminating personal vehicles. You know, we don't want to take our other squad out of service. The other thing with the squad there is if you take two squads to the scene, because it's a heavy patient, lifting, whatever, care, you don't want to leave the other squad sitting on scene with drugs in it because it's no longer protected. So, short of running a fire truck out because we don't have any other trucks to take. So, that was kind of her justification on that. And she says, documentation, documentation, documentation. She says, just go back and get your facts. And so that was where she went.
That's, I think for me, it's just the question of, you know, Jared told us there's one of two ways we can do those things. One is we buy something and we give it to the fire department, or they invoice us and we pay the invoice. So again, as long as we can, you know, figure out how to do those things, I don't know if you're getting any guidance on.
I did talk to another fiscal officer, and the way that they're approaching it is that we do the reimbursing of it.
Okay.
So the actual invoice and purchasing of it would be the other entity, and we would have some kind of sub agreement with them that we would reimburse them for the cost of that.
Because one thing she said is you can't just give the money to the fire department and have them go out and buy it. It has to be one of those options. So
and it has to be spent by the 20th of November.
It has to be encumbered.
Encumbered,
yes.
But as of today, it has to be spent by December 30th. The auditor's website said that changes. That could potentially change. It had been, it was supposed to be encumbered by the 15th and spent by November. The way that the auditor's webinar went was that things are changing on a weekly basis. So hold on. As things change, you just got to keep listening to stuff. So,
In order to be encumbered, we're going to have a pretty good idea of what we're looking at, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dollar amount.
I mean, the other thing we're going to do is we have to run this past Barbara Bureau at the prosecutor's office. She was willing to listen about vehicles. I believe Chippewa did it, but I think they have their own legal advice for their township. They don't rely on the Wayne County prosecutor. So we're going to have to run that past her. I have no problem.
I think everything should be run past her.
Right. Yeah. If the prosecutor gives the okay and the auditor gives the okay, we move forward with it, I think.
But I'm glad to hear what you found out.
Yeah.
Because she told me too, she said the December 30th date, in the meeting she sat in, they said there will be no extensions. But you're right, things are changing on a weekly basis.
Right.
And
you're right, there was a deadline put out.
As cases keep going up and the governor shuts everything down, they can't hardly speak.
Well, and supply.
Yeah.
Supply is, you know, our guy was saying gloves and gowns are hard to come by. I'm sure you guys are finding it. I'm sure East Wayne's finding hard to find that stuff. It's, you put your name on a list and you hope you get something.
Another thing to keep in mind is, as far as I've read now, is it has to be encumbered by the 20th of November. But then at that point, the excess also has to be sent back.
Right.
So you're sending back what you don't spend on November 20th, and then whatever you've encumbered, you keep and have the cash go out by the end of the year.
You have your stuff? I mean, so far what you've done, do you have a list as far as what you're looking approximately in prices and your justification for what you're going to do?
I didn't have all my justification. I mean, I have notes on justifications from
and keep in mind, I didn't give them a lot of notice.
Well, if you have it tonight, that's fine. The meeting's the 27th, and whether you attend the meeting as well, or I just do it. I just want to have that all put together so we can ask these questions and get them answered.
We have kind of a baseline on the more estimates than actual having up all the prices back yet. We have kind of our prices together.
Okay.
But yeah, he's working pretty hard for the thing.
Yeah, you really are trying to. Just
now the meeting on the 27th, that's a Zoom meeting.
Yes.
We can give stuff to Barbara prior to that, can we not?
Yes, I'm planning on getting a point of contact tonight and start to put all of our lists of stuff up on the prosecutor's website. So if maybe she's already gone through, you know, I already seen this, no, no, yes, yes. Maybe we can get that guidance, maybe we have to wait till the 27th. But it's worth a shot. Anytime that we get it, I think it's an improvement for us and allows us some breathing room, maybe to get ahead of somebody else to get our stuff bought, so.
Yeah.
We're trying.
And we've committed to meeting regularly until that time. get this across the finish line.
I'm still going to go for it.
One of our questions was, with the pickup truck, I don't know that we can buy on a state bid. We are a fire department, but we're a private entity. I guess the question that we kind of had was, would you guys be open to buying it on state bid if that, and I mean, it sounds like that is doable. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do other things, but the truck itself, because state bid saves a fair amount of money. I mean, that's a lot of times, 25% give or take, from my kind of ballpark.
Yeah.
I'd say put that question in front of Barbara.
Yep. And how that would all work out.
Okay.
That'll be part of our questioning, yes.
Okay.
Now, do you have any secondary? I mean, we have the pickup, that's great. What if that gets turned down? Do you have anything else? Do you have like power load systems for all of the squads? Do you have, I saw that was a pretty easy,
everyone's. Yeah, power load was, I saw that too. We haven't really talked about it, but.
Oh boy.
It is. It is where I call them, not
the guy. Oh, okay.
Well, so someone called me, but. I'm not that guy.
Yeah, right. Understood.
So, that was, I mean, what John read was pretty much, you know, it talks about gear. You can do a second set of gear, you know, in the thing. Our issue is, all of our guys do have a second set of gear that we can use for extra gear for car crashes and stuff when the first one's being washed. But most of our second set of gear is all way over 15 years old. Most of it's 2005. So most of it's 15 years old, and the state doesn't recognize anything over 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our guys have a set that they can wear to drive tanker, they can, but we, you know, we tell them very much not to go in with that set of gear because it's 15 years old. It's really not. The state doesn't recognize it, but so at that point, can we buy a second set of gear if the pickup truck gets turned down? Because we have it, but it's true what it doesn't need.
I mean, what if they, I'm not a fire person, what if you retired the gear because it's outdated and now you don't have a second set of gear?
Well, and you want to go down the road playing that game, that's where we're.
If we can buy 5-6 sets of gear, I'm perfectly fine with that. I mean,
we're fine with that. I don't want to hide the fact. Try to do it under the table.
No.
But
after 10 years, it's out of date. It's not good.
Guys with gears, their second set, the knees, the threads are showing. We've got a guy with the leg down here to start the seams completely apart. But it's their second set of gear. They have a good set.
Right.
That they wear, and when it's getting washed, they have a second set if we're.
I'm thinking if we're going to give that justification, you're going to want to give it to guys who are fairly active, your most active guys on your roster, to help with the justification of why you gave them a newer set of, or a second set of gear to help out with that. You know, these guys are always responding. There's a good chance that they're going to be rotating out sets of gear, especially if they're around COVID. I think that would probably go forth. But again, it's a question we can ask the prosecutor, see where she stands with that. So.
I mean, the other thing that, and I didn't talk to John, and you mentioned the pressure washer with steam heat or with heat in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that I think we might have interest if it's truly covered.
Yeah.
I mean, we just have a plain old, North Star pressure washer that we use. If we could get something with steam heat in it, I think we'd have interest in that. You were talking $6,000 to $9,000, depending on what you get.
That was Boontown, I believe, is where you're looking.
That was something I think we would have interest in. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn, John.
This is brainstorming. This is brainstorming. This is to try to get ideas in front of Jar and Keeley and Barbara and see what the yeses and noes are as fast as we can. And just because we closed the meeting tonight doesn't mean you can't put it on the table. Up until the 27th, I think everything's fair game, and we're trying to find a way to responsibly spend the money and hopefully not make things too horrible for Anita as far as reporting it. So.
John, not to speak out of turn.
No, go for it.
The best comment I've heard amongst what we can do with this money is that if you could look at yourself in the mirror and say you didn't do this before COVID started, it's a justifiable action when you're purchasing it, right? But you can't
approach it in a pickup truck, a chase vehicle. I think I heard Orville's looking at that as well. So it's not like we're the ones coming up with the idea. Someone else is already doing it. So hopefully we can find a justification for it. So
it's been through Orville's legal counsel and their legal counsel. Okay. I mean, what Cheryl Kirkbride.
Okay.
At least that was my understanding from the Orville guys. It's been through Cheryl Kirkbride and Jan Sterling. I think they located it as far as I know.
Yes. And as far as lawyers, you know, sometimes they each have a different view of the law. So Barbara may have a little bit different, but if Cheryl truly is the one that looked at it, maybe her explanation may be able to help Barbara. Barbara does reach out to other lawyers for some knowledge and stuff too. So they work together with different entities and different lawyers to try to get the best answer. So as far as East Wayne, what do you guys have for us?
I mean, we've got all the assistant chiefs do most of the talking, but you know, our focus is on community cooperation and equipment that can be used in a multifaceted way, like the UV light protection that can be used to clean a PD vehicle as well as ours. If the school has a problem, you'll get a couple of those lights that we can share amongst the community. We're not looking for stuff that just directly benefits, like, hey, we need a pressure washer, so let's go for it. I want stuff that can be used specifically for community cooperation and that truly does impact fire department. Because let's face it, in 4 years, we are going to be responsible for the auditing and making sure that when all this comes around and everything, so it has our ducks in a row. And like I said, if you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I did this because of this, then I don't have any problems with wanting to do that. So an overarching comment, that's our stance. Mm-hmm. And we do have a significant list of it.
Right. I have a pretty good list of stuff here. But our priority that we'd like to see is a repurposed squad. So the reason for that is our backup squad is our, we had set up our COVID squad for a couple months. And that's a 1997 squad. And it has carpet in it, and that's hard to clean because of the COVID. The back knees are hurt because there's holes in the seats because it's older. If it is repurposed, we could use UV lights to help disinfect them or come back from the hospital. So that's what our main priority would like to see. If not, then some other ideas we had was the load system we talked about for squads. A couple of new McGrath with flinger scopes, some bonus money for all employees for hazard pay. We like one new case for our Lucas machine, because the case we have now is a kind of fabric, it's not hard plastic, so we like to see if I can cover for that. Like you said, UV lights to fill pictures and squads and POVs and stuff. And the last thing I have is some software, some station software for files and stuff. And
okay.
That's what we have.
And it's hard to create a list without knowing what we have truly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right now Marshall is the only entity that's already pledged this specific dollar amount. So we went out and bought some of those things in our first wish list. So now, you know, we're trying to look at big ticket, small ticket, medium things, like what can we truly do to utilize the money when it's balancing it, right? Because how much we're going to get, how much is available, what can we spend, and then cover it at the time. I mean, it is really going to be a little bit of a puzzle to put together. But, you know, if we're looking at a big ticket item, being able to fully get one of those squad boxes referred with, you know, the load system, the power load, the UV lights built in, I mean, all that stuff that you can say, that you can look at yourself and say, yeah, I would want to send one guy in to respond to COVID patients, so I have one person exposed, so the power load gets me that one guy to respond to that call instead of three, right, for the heavy person. Makes complete sense. So if we can work that in and get a huge big ticket item like that for East Wayne, that would put us 10 years ahead on the capital plan. So that would be fantastic if we could get one of our oldest squad COVID equipped and basically bring it up to par. So we still have a 1997 car, but it's going to be a new 97 squad. Fantastic.
You know, we didn't talk a lot about what Blake's referring to as far as like how much money here, but when I talked to Gary, I threw him a number of 75,000 because I thought that was about a third. So I was thinking 75, 75, and I left 75 for the township in case I didn't know what kind of needs that we would have or what we could spend. But you know, it doesn't sound like we would spend that much or even close to that much. So I don't know if we need to give them a little bit more of an idea. But that was just a number I came up with.
I think where I'm at is let's see what is approved and not approved,
yeah,
and then figure out what we can go with. As far as East Wayne Catering, like what you guys have heard East Wayne, if we were able to get those items for you as well, are you okay with that idea? And vice versa, what you heard from Kittering, if we can get those items for you for East Wayne, is that going to work as well? You know, UV lights as well for Kittering, is that going to be okay? It's all depending on the priority and what is approved and not approved.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of gave us a price of $75,000, and that's about where we were. I mean, so, yeah,
you're right, that's right about right there.
Kind of, right.
You know, that was the figure you threw out, it is what it is. Yeah.
I think I'm looking just for flexibility, because we don't know what's going to get approved, not approved, that, you know, I don't want to go to the prosecutor and find out you really had your heart set on this and you don't really want the air stuff.
What's that?
You can't
cover a squad reefer
quick enough
to get 10 and be on the hook for 60. I didn't budget for that.
Oh, right.
You know. So
tonight's brainstorming is everyone flexible? We're going to try to work with each other. Yeah, I agree with a third, because I'd also like to see some money kept back for wages for Kevin.
Sure.
In case anything happened to him for COVID, if he had a quarantine for whatever reason, health department gives him that phone call that we don't have to use a sick bank and we don't have to pay him out of our bank. So I think that's applicable to do that as well. So
when it comes to, you know, we're talking about taxpayer dollars here, and so ideally I'd like to give the same amount, you know,
yeah,
because everybody in the township kind of benefits from that equally, because the first responders are getting about the same. That makes a lot of sense,
mm-hmm,
to me. And again, I can't see us, from what a couple of things you talked about, I can't see us spending $75,000 here. But Scott, just to go back to our meeting before that, you know, I was pretty much on the page that you were saying, I mean, how are we going to spend this money? And then all of a sudden, a month later, we start hearing, oh, but this counts, and you can sub-grant, and you can do all these things. So things really seem to change there from what we originally had talked about.
Yeah. Things have definitely changed and snowballed a little bit. So I think you had the IT stuff to go over yet.
So what I did,
one of the things,
yeah,
I mean, you talked about same for same, if there is a bunch of money, I mean, we have a 98 squad that, you know, we're looking in the next few years to refurb, but we were planning on getting a few more years out of it. But if there's money there, we do have a squad.
I'd rather use it for that than send it back.
I mean, right. So that's, I mean, it's, we were hoping to get a few more years out of it, but hey, if somebody throws us $60,000, yeah, we refurb the squad now and just get it done. It's money you don't want to ask the community for later. I mean, it's coming out of their pockets anyhow.
Yeah, they want Uncle Sam, which is coming back.
Somebody else can do that.
Right, it is. And you hate to say that, because it's like, it's my money. But it's, it's everybody's money. And
it is.
And you're right. It's going, because they talk in there about the redirection. And I mean, if the township doesn't have a ton to spend, I mean,
right,
we would definitely look at that.
Just to keep everybody in reality. This is 20 working days from today.
Yeah. To encumber it.
To encumber it.
Right.
But to encumber it means we have to have hard figures, because,
mm-hmm,
I mean, we haven't even got the money yet, but I have to send it back.
Yeah.
Right.
2 months to get a bathroom remod.
Really?
That's going to be tough.
Kevin said that he can have it done by December 30th.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he was allowed in here to give the quote was, will you have this done by December 30th? And the guy said, I'll have it done by December 30th.
Well, I'm even more, I mean, Jared mentioned prepaying it if it's not completely done. Yeah, I'm more concerned about the November 20th deadline,
mm-hmm,
of it has to be encumbered.
Right.
Because what we're not using is sent back.
Oh yeah, there's
so
quite the deadline.
I don't want to be a downer, but I just want us all to stay reality here.
Yeah.
Of the time frame that we're
working.
That's your job. I'm worried about
this. Never prepay a contractor.
Well, that's the thing too. I hesitate to prepay a contractor because what, they don't show up the next day.
I'm trying to remember, there was something about paying them up until February 20th. The services have to be received by December 30th. Payment can go out up to somewhere, there's a date in February.
So it does have to be done. So the prepay is
the services have to be performed by December 30th.
Yeah.
as of tonight,
right.
speaking now. Yeah. Numbers go up, they may come back in 2 weeks and say, you know what, we're going to let you have another month to do this. Or the deadline could be November 20th. Yeah. It's on us to get the job done.
And when I talked to my gal on the excavation gloves, she said, you're probably not too worried about the gloves by December 30th. She said, everybody knows the gloves aren't yet. She said something like that. She felt that they would be more forgiving if you don't have gloves by the 30th, but you can prepay them. Mm-hmm. You know, they give you an invoice,
yeah.
but the gloves aren't in. And she didn't think that would be a problem because everybody understands that the PPE and that kind of stuff's hard to get. So, but
The state auditor was give them a phone call if you're in that situation and make sure that's have an understanding or an email from them saying, hey, our supplier says February. If the auditor says yes, go ahead and do it, you go ahead and do it. So
okay.
there seems to be
a lot of calling you guys.
Yes. Ultimately we're the ones responsible for the money going out.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There is a webinar I haven't got to yet. I'm hoping to this weekend. It's a webinar on subgranting that the OTA put on. So I'm hoping to watch that to get some insight there. But there's a lot to do. And it sounds like we have a pretty good list. We have places where we can spend the money. Like I said, if you come up with it tonight, give me a call, email me. I'm going to put on for the auditor, get those questions answered, see where we can go. So.
I mean, like our list, I mean, we can give you our list tonight. Do you want justification behind it to put on there for her?
If you can give me justification, that's great because that helps me paint the picture with the prosecutor's office. I got to paint that picture. She seems to be very willing to work with. When you paint her a picture and she sees the whole thing, then she'll make a pretty good judgment. So if you just say, I want a squad, she's going to be, no. But older squad, cloth, stuff falling apart, keep building on that. So. All we can do is plead our case. So.
What does that mean?
I believe it's the 27th is for our county.
Okay, so that's 5 days.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday.
So, but to get this all uploaded, start getting invoices, we're all going to be pushed.
Yes.
So, I have an invoice from the plumber who wants to do this job, so I can upload that as well. So.
An invoice or an estimate?
Estimate, sorry. I misquoted that. As far as the IT stuff.
So I talked to a couple guys that are actually Dalton graduates that do IT, I shouldn't say IT, that was the wrong word, that do Wi-Fi, internet, building, kind of like the infrastructure of it. Kind of do this as they're self-employed and they do this. And I know both of them, I know both families real well. And although I don't know if they live in the township anyway, both graduated from Downey. And I talked to him and he said, you know, we could come in, you know, run the wire, you know, put the Wi-Fi routers, switches in to where you could have your whole building capable of having a good signal. So if you're having a meeting here and you're trying to pipe people in that shouldn't be with you, that you know, we could do that capability. We talked about actually making a Wi-Fi signal not just for inside the building, but also outside the building. Because one of the things we talked to Jared about would be, let's say we did have the school shut down again and we're in a very rural area, maybe not everybody has internet access, that people could come and drive up to the building and have access and do schoolwork or things like that next to the building. But there are some pitfalls here. One is, how do you control who's getting on your Wi-Fi and what they're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Because you would actually have to have some sort of a registration system that somebody would have to be monitoring and approving that, you know, Tom Gregory from Bear Road wants access to it. Obviously people can falsify the names. But the point is you can't just have like an open access outside where anybody, a truck could pull in and, you know, surf the internet. The other thing he pointed out is they don't do any of the IT maintenance. He said, we can build it for you, but at that point, if you had some sort of system going on where people were trying to access it, don't call us. You would actually have to hire an IT firm to look to watch over that, and that would be a long-term commitment for us, and that would be an ongoing cost that we would take on. And I don't know that we want to necessarily do that. So we could get this place really, juiced up with a Wi-Fi signal, but then, the question is, what do we do with that? So there's probably something in between what we have now and that full-blown putting a signal here, putting a signal on the parking lot type of a thing that we could do. But that's about all the farther I got with that.
Okay.
He said he'd be happy to give me write up something and give me prices about what they can build for us. But again, I called Armstrong and asked them, can we pay, because we have the slowest internet speed here. So if we ramp that up to a considerably faster internet speed, they said, yeah, you could pay that year in advance. So we can, we kind of cover 2021, I guess. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, do we want to double the cost of our internet speed for, our workers who don't use it a lot? So I don't know. It's not clear to me what we should do there.
Gotcha. As far as, if you want to make Wi-Fi available outside, you need to have an outside company that manages that kind of stuff, that can set up the security that needs to be on there and monitor it.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And that's not cheap. You would have a monthly fee.
Right, but which we used to have. Kevin told me there used to be a guy who came in every month and would take a look at that. There was a guy that was on retainer to deal with IT stuff in our township. So that's not foreign to this township. We have done that in the past, and I'm not opposed to it. And we've also had mentioned at times the security around this place, if we would end up getting Wi-Fi built in here, that would make doing security a little bit easier in the future as well.
He also mentioned they could put cameras for security purposes.
And that's been something that's discussed, I think, years ago. We had said
is that COVID related?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying the cameras, no. I'm just saying if we put the Wi-Fi and get that stronger, make an ability that Kevin can do virtual meetings, get that established, yes. The other stuff is going to be on our dime in the future. That's just
monthly tech maintenance is going to be an ongoing expense. It's not going to be a COVID.
I think if you can prepay it for a year, because of COVID, we may have to do virtual meetings. If we can prepay a year so we can get a year out from COVID, I don't have a hard time saying yes to that with a yearly maintenance or a once a month come in and take a look at it stuff. So I think that makes sense for now, because it doesn't look like COVID's going away anytime soon.
If we want to, again, I know we don't have a lot of time, I could get one of them over here, do a walk through the building, have them write something up, and then it's not like, well, how much is it? Is it $1,000? Is it $6,000? What is it? And what do we end up with? And is it something that we actually use at that point? Because if you think, the one thing that crosses my mind is if we're going to do virtual meetings, we're not here.
Right.
We're at home doing virtual meetings. So now we're spending money on WebEx, which that's I can see doing that, if we can get a year subscription to WebEx that would allow us to do, like we did the one test meeting, where we're allowing people to call in and listen to our meetings and all of that. That seems like directly a COVID insurance type of a program.
There are some seminars that Kevin does attend that he normally goes to, and if those get knocked into virtual, he would need to be able to be here and do virtual, because I know he can't do that at home.
Okay. Yeah.
So there would be a use for it here for our employee.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if his spray license is an annual or biannual thing. I have to check with him where he's at with that. But that's a seminar where you have to attend to get a spray license, and he does use Roundup and some Mozzamin, and you have to be licensed to be able to do that. So.
I guess my general thought is I'm not sure that we need to have that Wi-Fi signal real strong on that far end of the building.
No.
I can see us upgrading in here, maybe in this room too, because we do some meetings in here, and asking those guys, what would you charge us to run that wire and put those routers in, if it's multiple routers or extenders, and those types of things. Probably not real expensive.
Right, in a laptop, I don't think that has a camera on that laptop. Upgrade his to get that straightened away. So if he needs to attend a virtual meeting, he can.
It's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So get him set up on that. And speaking of that, do you have the ability to do virtual meetings?
I have a Zoom account. I had set up a Zoom account to look at doing officers' meetings that way, but then we met outside a couple times up at the park and just never. I mean, that would be ours would be Zoom.
Okay.
I don't have a Zoom account.
See, they can function without doing that. I mean, when I say
as long as you have the camera, something with it.
They're allowed to function without doing a formal meeting.
Right.
We have to do a formal meeting and have to give access to the public.
Right. But for them to be able to zoom in on our meeting.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If they would have a laptop provided by us so that they could be, like, you know, in our contract, it says if we request them to be part of our meeting, they now have that ability. So a laptop's not expensive with a camera on it. That gives them the ability to be able to participate in the meeting if needed. So if we're doing all virtuals, East Wayne, are you in the same boat? Do you have the ability to log in and be part of virtual, or do you need something?
We kind of do some same thing.
Okay. But I just want to make sure that you guys are able to do virtual.
We didn't buy a professional account. So.
Yeah, just the free business account.
It's the free one. So I have a professional account from work, so I've just been, if we need to, it's backup that I have.
Okay.
Nothing official through.
But if we're using our account, we're inviting you guys in. The account itself can be hosted by the township.
Right.
We just want to make sure you have the hardware
to be
able to jump in.
We just have to be in by Tor. Yeah.
So. Anything else that we can think of?
That's all I have on that end.
Okay. Scott?
Let's wrap it up.
Okay. Ron, would you want to be the point of contact for care stuff from Kibben? Since you're doing the legwork?
I guess. Yes, then yes.
I know, not to take away from Chief Peters at all, but you've been in contact with here and whatnot, and so.
Yeah, there's no sense
of that. Is that where everybody steps back one step?
Right. Wait, what?
Chief Sprunger, do you want to be the point of contact for care stuff? So I can directly contact with you guys and the prosecutor and everyone. So that'd be great. With that, we need a resolution to appoint somebody to be the point of contact for the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office concerning the CARES Act.
I nominate John.
Well, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So that means Tom, you're moving?
Yes, I mean John will be appointed the point of contact with the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office for the CARES Act money questions.
Scott. Second. Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Takes care of that. The only thing we have on here is going to be when I let the prosecutor know that we had finished up the language for selling our tractor, the whole process. And I said, well, there's a potential that the fiscal officer may not be there, and that's the reason why I had a trustee to all of our language. She wanted to have someone named to be the one who's going to handle the finances and be that point of contact for the sale of the tractor, and whether she shows me what to do or you. She wants to have that listed somewhere, either in a meeting minutes, of who's going to handle the money. So who wants to take care of that?
And what do you mean to handle the money?
All you gotta do is take the check to the bank and give you a deposit slip.
Yeah.
When is the sale?
We're doing it November 10th. It's a Tuesday.
And they have 48 hours to pay?
They have 48 hours to present a check, yes. Unless it's in their township, village, or city, then we're waiting that until they have their next official meeting.
And November 10th is our meeting.
Negative. Because
we moved it because I'm
November 5th.
Yeah.
Right. This is
November 10th we have
it's the sale.
There's items that would maybe become on November 5th that we may push back to the 10th after the sale to keep the meeting a little bit shorter on the 5th.
So you were right.
So It all depends. I mean, we have the CARES Act going on, so.
I'm frequently wrong.
I mean, I don't mind. I can, if you need somebody to run the check to the bank, I can do that without a deposit ticket. I'm not far from, we're talking about farmers in Dalton.
Any farmers.
So.
I would prefer you after a meeting on the 5th. I'm kind of blacked out.
Okay. Yeah.
With some travel, so. Yeah.
I make a motion that Tom Gregory will be the point of contact for taking care of all the financial paperwork for the tractor sale.
I will second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed say no. Motion carries. Tom will be the point of contact. With that being said, this is a special meeting. We can't talk about anything else. It's not on the meeting minute or on the agenda. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting tonight at, what time do we have? 7:51.
I will second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed say no. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.